Task 3. Educated and jobless.
Last week in New York City, I met up with another 27-year-old, Noreen Malone, a blogger for New York Magazine. Her recent cover story made quite a splash.
It's called The Kids Are Sort of Actually All Right, and it's about what it's like to be a 20-something in what looks like a contracting world right now.
Noreen and I met in Zuccotti Park, site of the Occupy Wall Street protest, because she's been blogging about it. It was partly those demonstrations that got her thinking about all the anxiety amongst people her age. But Noreen could also look closer to home. Take her high school buddy, Sam.
He went to a very good school.
An Ivy League school.
And he
studied poetry. Sort of graduated. He bounced around for a few years. But when he got serious about finding a job,
Getting back on a real career path, he just couldn't. He took out an extra set of loans to go to grad school. He ran through those pretty quickly. And now he has something like $80,000 worth of debt. And, you know, he can't find a job. And it's
now, if that had been just an occasional story, but it wasn't, Noreen heard story after story like this while writing her article.
A lot of stories like that where people have delayed their lives.
And to be sure, there have been other generations who've graduated into bleak job markets. Noreen says she got a lot of feedback from members of Generation X, people who said their recession in the 90s was just as bad. One guy told her young people today should just quit their whining.
This is not the first recession. I know that. This is the first recession where people have taken on so much crushing student debt to go to college. It's actually a big deal if you can't find a job because your loans will go into deferment. You will get a terrible credit score that will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Tony Carnevale is director of the Georgetown Center for Education and the Workforce.
In many cases, the most popular majors pay the least and have the highest unemployment rate. The majors that tend to provide the most employment security and earnings tend to be those with some technical aspect to them.
Carnevale's survey of 2010 census data revealed more students study fields like psychology, English, even journalism, than many science and math careers.
Pharmacology is another one. Not very popular, but the earnings are very high, over $100,000 a year over a 45-year career, and there are very few people who sign up.
Do those jobs seem, in your judgment, boring?
I think the reason people don't sign up for the majors that will guarantee them employment and high wages is, to some extent, because they don't know. People make judgments about majors in a very casual way. And American students can switch majors relatively easily and do. They tend to move away from the technical majors and toward the softer, more qualitative kinds of majors.
That's interesting. You would think it might be the other way around.
The reason, I suspect, is that people want to do what they like to do. There's nothing wrong with that. We also know from other data that if you don't like what you're doing, you're not going to be very good at it. So there is that to consider. It's also a case where I think people simply don't think about this much until the day comes where they have to deal with the labor market. And the labor market is very unforgiving.